We're here pregame on the WCC Network. David Gentile with Santa Clara's Jason DiCoccia. Second home game of the season tonight. Tell me what excited you about this team coming into this season.
I think really good group of guys. Definitely Coach Filter and Coach Carsage, Coach BK all brought in a good freshman class that we've bonded with real quick. And the chemistry is great. Energy is great. I think we're all excited to get this season going and keep playing other competition other than ourselves.
What sorts of things did you focus on with your game in the offseason leading up to this regular season?
You know, last year was a tough year and would have been easy to run from it, you know, and kind of look the other way and just keep working. But I definitely learned a lot from last year and learned what I needed to improve on. You know, I didn't have the year I was expecting. Team didn't have the year we were expecting. And I think first thing I had to do was look back, look at all the, I guess, things I had to clean up in my process to improve and then build upon that, set goals for this year, set goals moving forward as a team, and then all of us just kind of made the decisions necessary to help us achieve those goals.
Well, summer ball is a big part of an opportunity to try some things out and to try and stay fresh. How was your experience up in Healdsburg?
Summer ball was amazing. I had an unbelievable experience in Healdsburg. Joey Gomes up there is an amazing coach. Learned a ton from him, learned a ton from the guys I got to play with, and it was a blast. Had a blast. We also won a lot of games, so that was fun.
Pretty competitive season, too. You guys made it to the CCL Championship Series against Santa Barbara. How do you think your team kind of grew throughout the season? It's a very short stint. Guys can come and go. There's a lot that's transitional about summer ball, but how did you progress throughout the year?
Well, summer ball is always interesting because, you know, you show up, you don't know anyone. And by the end of those 2 months, those guys could become your best friends. You know, there's still guys on that team that I talk to all the time. So the transition at first when you get there is a little hard, but it's almost like every day you're there to play baseball and all the other guys are there to do the same. So you kind of bond through that. And then, like I said, you know, you have long bus rides, you're playing every day. So you get a lot of time with each other. Really, there's really not a lot of distractions in summer ball, and it's about as close to the minor leagues as it gets.
Talking with Santa Clara's Jason DiCoccia here on the pregame show. Well, you're now one of two Dico brothers in D1 baseball. Your brother Christian is playing for Washington this year. And what do you remember about him going through the college process, figuring out where he wanted to go, and what advice have you given to him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super proud of him. I always pictured this for him. He was very talented growing up, and his work ethic second to none. I mean, since playing wiffle ball in the backyard every day, he's always tried to be better than me, do everything he can to be better than me, make me proud, make our parents proud. And, you know, the recruiting process is a little bit different for him. He committed early in high school, and he was fortunate enough to go to his dream school early on and stuck with that school all throughout high school. So very committed to that Washington program. And I'm just super excited for him. He's going to have a great year. He's been working his butt off. And it looks like he'll get a decent amount of playing time this year, too. So that's great.
And an opportunity for you guys to play against each other when Santa Clara meets UW this year. That's got to be close to once in a lifetime thing, seeing a brother on the opposite side of the field in college baseball. Now we're just early in the year, but you got to be excited for that, right?
Super excited. Ever since we found out 6 months ago, that's all we talk about. We talk every day about that. And I know it's going to be intense from BP till the end of the game. We're going to be talking some smack to each other, and having our parents in the stand is going to be a pretty special moment. So I'm excited about that.
Well, it's cool that you mentioned wiffle ball. I was able to pull a couple things off of his UW bio. He says his first baseball memory is playing wiffle ball with you in the backyard, and his greatest baseball memory is he was 9 years old, you were 12 years old, and you guys were playing the middle infield together in Little League. So tell me about the baseball dynamic between you two guys growing up.
I mean, that was what kept us as best friends was baseball. I mean, everything else aside too, but every day backyard playing wiffle ball, playing usually when we were young till he would cry and go inside. But as he got older and got better, he started to push me, and you know, then it became going to the field together. We go to the field together every day, and me and my dad, we were best friends. We pushed each other weight, and then as we got into high school, you know, going to the weight room together every day, we did everything together to push each other, and having him there was the greatest blessing I've ever had.
All right, Jason, want to put you on the spot here. We talked about a lot of things before our interview last season. Know you have an extensive background in sports, a background in karate. Is there something else that maybe not a lot of people know about you that you really like to spend your time doing, or maybe that you did a lot growing up?
I would say beach volleyball. Beach volleyball is one of those constants in my life. My dad played a lot growing up, and he kind of taught me at a young age the game, and I'd always go watch him and his friends play. So that's like my biggest off-season conditioning thing, I would say, is I play beach volleyball. I get my baseball work done, my lifting done early, and then I go play baseball till the sun goes down, or play volleyball till the sun goes down. So that's my favorite thing to do outside of baseball.
And you still playing a lot against your teammates?
Yeah, I play a lot all the time. Anytime we get an off day here, I try to play with a couple of the guys that can keep it competitive. And then when I get to summer and get home from summer ball, I hit up my friends right away to play. If the sun's out, we're on the beach. So that's been super fun throughout these last couple years.
Well, I'm sure if I asked you who was the best of your teammates or just everybody that plays from Santa Clara baseball, you would say you. So removing yourself from the picture, which of your teammates is one of the toughest beach volleyball players?
Toughest beach volleyball players. Well, I'm going to have to be a little bit biased here and say my partner, Alex Reelfs. We always play against the Twins, Holden and Locke, and it's pretty dangerous when they start syncing up with their chemistry. So they play really well together, but I'm going to have to go with my partner, Alex Reelfs, on that one.
Santa Clara's Jason D. Coach A. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
More of the pregame show coming up after this on the WCC Network.